make your day a little
brighter
and funnier.
Heck yeah.
And it gives you life tips and dog tips and writing tips.
That's right.
And it always starts with a random thought.
Yeah.
Which sometimes happens in bed, sometimes happens in the car, sometimes happens in the kitchen.
Could happen anywhere.
It can happen anywhere.
It's random.
And it begins right now.
With me today, as always, is the incredibly talented Carrie Jones, New York Times and internationally best-selling author and knower of lots of stuff.
And with me today is Sean Kelly Farrar. Sean used to be a cop, but now he is not. Now he's a business owner, a super tall human being, and has a really cranky resting face. You would admire him.
Well, no, I just don't throw my middle name out there all that often.
Random thought time.
Myself.
In the car.
Again. Like we used to.
Like we used to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think random thoughts in bed are better than random thoughts in the car?
Sometimes.
There's less background noise, I guess.
That's true.
So right now the background noise you hear is the sound of the car tires on the main road.
Or the dogs panting.
And the dogs panting. We just got the doggies from the doggy spa. Which is what we call the kennel.
The kennel.
We put a little spin on it. And Sparty is a wild man.
He gets very excited.
Would you like to explain how Sparty gets very excited, Sean?
He makes a lot of noise.
He makes a lot of noise.
He moves around a lot. He doesn't even know what he wants to do, I don't think.
No.
No?
No.
He doesn't know if he wants to leave or stay or...
And
go
his
outside or...
eyes look crazed.
He's like, totally crazy when he's coming out of there.
And at home, he's a silent dog. Like, he barely makes any noise. Like, he hardly ever barks. Like, he gets excited when you come home. But that's it. Like, the rest of the time, it's nothing.
Thank God he doesn't get that excited.
He is the noiseless dog. We, like, thought he was a Basenji for a long time because they don't make noise.
They're opposite dogs at the kennel we hear.
Yeah. Whereas Gabby at home is like, woof, 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 woof. There's something out there. Woof, 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 woof. Let me outside. Woof, woof. Like, she doesn't stop, right? Because she's a peer. But according to the ladies at the doggy spa, Sparty never shows up there and Gabby's quiet. And they don't believe us that Sparty and Gabby are totally the opposite at home. Yeah.
Yep.
And Sparty's kind of a punk at the doggy spa, and Gabby's like this beautiful, gentle giant who loves everybody. And Sparty's like, yo, yo, yo. Like, that's basically what he sounds like the whole time.
More quiet. No, he's louder than you were. Way louder.
All right, man. This random thoughts.
Boring?
Well, you're not talking enough, man. You're the exciting one.
Oh, I'm not exciting today. I'm sorry.
What's wrong with you today?
No, just...
You lie.
Not exciting.
You lie.
Maybe after dinner.
You'll be exciting?
Maybe. Huh. One way, Gabby.
Dude, that's too much room.
I know you're recording.
I'm not recording anything. Dude, that's too much room. No wonder I feel so bad and I get a couple of rotary presses.
You feel bad?
I feel spinning.
You could have left the R part out.
I gotta go be in charge of something.
Rotor-rooter.
So I'm gonna get
that toilet on stuck. I gotta tell you, you look good in that skirt with those little ankle socks on.
I'm gonna put on my big boots.
Oh my god.
I can't go. You put too much alcohol in that.
Oh, you're gonna go.
I can't go.
Oh, you're gonna go.
I'm gonna fall off the loge.
And then you're gonna come back home.
And I'll be totally stover. Stover.
Stover? You'll probably stover. That's a code word. 420 be damned. Stover now.
Oh what?
What?
We don't do that.
I'm not under the influence of anything, officer. I'm perfectly sober.
Sober.
No, we don't do that. But yeah, she does have a little buzz on right now.
I don't. It's your fault.
That's why she's... It's my fault.
What am I gonna do, buddy?
You'll be fine.
Honey.
You're gonna drink more alcohol when you get
No,
there.
I am not drinking any more alcohol. I had that one drink, and you put too much stuff in that drink.
So you can be even more stupid.
No. This is my peak stupor.
You want beer or wine?
No, I don't want either. I can't have anything. I'm too sober right now.
All right, baby. Now you're going to drink that again.
No, I'm not.
And then you're going to drive me home.
That's a very big lie.
That is a big
That's
lie.
A very big lie, because I never have anything in my body.
She sniffs alcohol. She won't drive.
That's right, man.
But anyways.
What am I going to do?
I don't know. I don't. You're good. Delicious.
I don't feel like I can even talk to other people. Sean.
My mouth is too dry.
Sean, how am I gonna talk to other people?
Well, I'm not sure exactly how it happens, but it has something to do with your voice box and opening your mouth.
Okay, our podcast is supposed to be helping other people to have a better life, so how can we use this experience?
Well,
To help other people. A drink a day
to make your worries go away.
No.
That's advice right there.
No, you're supposed to just be
happy. And let your husband make it. That's the real advice.
That's so wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Writing tip of the pod. A story is about more than just mechanics and grammar.
If you were listening to our two different random thoughts, one was in the car, one was sadly in the kitchen before a very important event, you would notice that in both of those random thought times, we were not perfect, were we? We were vulnerable in our imperfection.
Personally, I'm never perfect. And oftentimes I'm vulnerable.
Well, I
especially
think
around you.
Oh my gosh, that's so not true. I think you actually said, "I'm not exciting today" in the first one. And obviously in the second one, I was a little tipsy because somebody gave me way too much to drink in my ramen root beer.
Yeah,
ramen. But that was only because I'm so not perfect because I had social anxiety, right?
Well, I didn't give you too much rum because you have social anxiety.
But that's why you gave me the drink.
Well, no. It was after 12, so I figured it was time to have a drink. I'm just kidding. It was way later than that. Carrie hardly drinks.
Listen to me sigh.
I know. That was huge.
You made me sigh. Anyways. Anyways. Our podcast episode is entitled, "The Story is More About Mechanics and Grammar." And do you want to talk about that, Sean?
Sure. Carrie? Too often we really focus only on the mechanics of stories. I'm sorry if my chair squeaks a little. I apologize. Writers and student writers are told to make perfect sentences, understand the use of the semicolon, and to spell words correctly. I can't read colon without laughing, I'm sorry.
Do not turn in a manuscript to an agent or editor unless it's perfect. It's a pretty big industry standard that we hear all the time. But here's the thing.
Your story won't ever be perfect.
Just like you won't ever be perfect.
Me?
Any of us.
Oh, well. Anyways. Especially if you're writing on it all by yourself.
Are you writing on it?
Do the best that you can. Yeah, I usually print my manuscript and write all over it. Spell all the words, but do not fret about it forever.
So much of our writing life is spent making sure that the mechanics of our stories are perfect. And we spend so much of that time doing that that we sometimes forget about the psychological aspects of our stories, the heart of our stories. it happens to us from the very beginning in grade school. Our teachers focus on the paragraphs, the spelling, the grammar, because they're trying to teach us to effectively communicate.
That's not really the definition of effective communication.
Via writing.
Oh, via writing, okay.
But they forget to talk about our imagination and our cleverness and how our stories show deeper selves and feelings.
Right? How many of us worked super hard on a fourth grade story that we thought was the most amazing story ever? Not I, to my own personal recollection. Only to receive it with a note like, good job with your paragraphs. Or, well done with your spelling. Wait a minute. You know what kind of notes I used to get on mine?
What kind of notes?
You made me laugh. I enjoy reading your stories because you always made me laugh. That was a common theme.
Oh.
I always was like a humorous writer when I was in grade school.
Were you?
Well, yeah.
Really? What did you write about?
And then life sucked all the humor out of me.
But that's the point, right? Like, we expect our writing to be perfect, and we expect ourselves to be perfect, and we present these perfect images of ourselves, right?
Right.
Like, on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter or Tumblr or Snapchat or whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Or to our friends. Right. But we don't let people inside deeply. And then we're all depressed because we're shallow and all our connections and communications are fake.
That's a whole other podcast.
No, it's all connected.
Social media.
It's all connected.
I know. It's training people to have fake connections. They're not heartfelt. They're not true.
I feel like I'm not effectively communicating to Sean, and he's not getting what I'm saying.
No, I got it. But you got me off on one of my little subjects that I, like, talk about.
Okay, so anyways, writing tips. Don't forget about that heart of your story, the resonance. Forget about the mechanics for a little bit. And when you're looking at your story, think about this. What is this story actually about? Not the plot. Ooh, Gabby has a comment. But what is its heart? People like to call this a theme, but it sounds too much like grade school to us. So the heart of the story, according to Gabby, who's very involved right now barking, is the big essential inside part of the story's hero, her cows, her life's questions and realization. What do you think Gabby's life question right now is, Sean?
Why am I barking at nothing again?
So define your life's question and your realization or your protagonist. Ask what your character's heart wants and needs. Define it. Think about the lie about the world or herself that your character believes. That's how you find a story's heart.
Dog tip for life. Now that our office / recording studio / fourth bedroom has two dogs and a cat in it, so everybody's quiet. I did have a little time to talk to them about this podcast.
The panting you hear is not Sean, it's Gabby.
Sometimes it's me. Mostly it's Gabby. Anyways, Gabby started barking, she said, because she had some commentary about this subject.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh.
And she said her belief, the way she approaches stories, is to write from the heart first.
Oh, then make a plot.
Worry about the mechanics later. No, she has a plot, but you don't worry. She doesn't worry about grammar and punctuation or even spelling. She tells her story.
She gets it out there.
That's right. She gets it out there the way her heart's telling her it should be before she lets any other thing interrupt her or intercede in her heartfelt dialogue. That's why it's so hard to get her to be quiet.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Is that because dogs don't care about the mechanics of things?
Yeah, pretty much.
They just care about the heart of things.
That's right.
They don't pretend to be a dog that they're not.
Not normally. There are those rare dogs that pretend to be all sweet and gentle and then they chew your face off, but
that's not happy.
No. Oh no, that's not happy at all.
Okay.
All right. I'm sorry.
Okay, so like, what's our point here? Our point, the dog's point right now is to be a dog, right?
Just
Gabby. Did you hear that? Be a dog. Don't get too hung up on your semicolon and your super dashes and your...
What's a super dash?
I don't know, I just made it up.
Oh, okay.
The difference between an N dash and an M dash is blah, blah, blah. We could do that. No. There's a million writing podcasts that talk about that, you know?
Stuffy stuff.
And
we're not stuffy.
We don't know how to be stuffy. Because we also don't know how to be perfect. But we're perfectly authentic.
Yeah. We are. If you can see her face right now, you might feel like she's lying.
So not true.
Thank you from the bottom of our hearts, our collective hearts, for listening to this podcast. Hopefully it wasn't a total waste of your time.
Seriously?
And you not only learned something, but you had a good laugh. And if you had a good laugh, share it with somebody else. And don't forget to like and subscribe. And don't pay attention to the dog barking in the background. She's just bored.
For the tips that go in this podcast, check out CarrieJonesBooks.blog for Dogs Are Smarter Than People on all forms.
You okay, babe?
I hurt my knee.
You hurt your knee.
The dog's barking.
You're sitting.
Everything's bad, man. Everything's bad.
I don't
so
think
bad.
Anybody... This is Dogs Are Smarter Than People. It's not a bad thing to have a dog in the background. It's legitimacy.
Legitimacy? How does that make it legit?
Because we actually have a dog. We're not just pulling this crap out of our butts when
the
same... When the dog's butts?
The C-R... Rhymes with rap or. Thank you for listening. Please like and subscribe.
I wasn't done.
You're done.